Mike, first of all, let's talk just in a general sense about the influence of outside spending on the recall election for governor. I would imagine that, as per usual in Wisconsin politics, it's going to be significant.
Well, you know, we've never seen this level of outside interference in state elections before. Traditionally, if we saw candidates getting 10% of their money from out of state, we took notice. That jumped off the page at us. Well, this past summer, we saw some of the senators targeted for recall getting up to a third of their money from out of state. Governor Walker filed his initial campaign finance report, and it was 48% of the money came from out of state. And his latest campaign report, it was 61%. We've just never seen that level of outside money flowing into our state for any state elections. So we're really in uncharted territory here. And when you look at the outside groups that are sponsoring their own advertising, almost all of their money is coming from outside Wisconsin. It's close to 100%. And again, that's not what we've typically seen in the past. So, state elections are supposed to be about the people of Wisconsin deciding their own political fate and deciding how they want to be governed. Well, it's pretty hard to decide your own political fate when there's so much outside interference.
When Governor Walker talks about union bosses and outside spending funding his opponents, is he referring to these third-party groups, or are the likely Democratic candidates or the Democratic candidates also getting a fair amount of money from out of state?
Well, I think so far the governor's just blowing smoke, because right now the fundraising and spending is pretty lopsided in favor of the governor and the Republicans. Now, I expect that to even out over time, and I expect a lot of outside money to come in on the Democratic side, because it did last summer. The big spending group was We Are Wisconsin. They spent $10.7 million, and $10.1 million of it came from outside Wisconsin. So I expect to see that money flow in on the Democratic side as well, but it really hasn't yet. The spending advantage is really lopsided in favor of the Republicans. And Governor Walker is getting over half of his money from out of state, and the groups that are backing him are almost exclusively funded with out of state money. So, at best, it's a case of the pot calling the kettle black.
And Governor Walker, he's getting, significant contributions from individuals as well. I mean, we're looking at $250,000 checks getting cut.
Well, there was a three-month period of time when Governor Walker could engage in unlimited fundraising. There was no limit at all on the size of donations he could accept. And he was getting $250,000 checks at a time. In fact, Bob Perry out of Texas gave him $250,000 contributions, so he was up to $500,000. And again, that's highly unusual. We don't see candidates who can raise those chunks of money. But in a recall election, the targets of recalls can engage in unlimited fundraising for a period of time, and Governor Walker's taken advantage of that. Now, I think he soaked up as much money as he could in Wisconsin, and he's really had to go out of state to continue to find these large donors. So most of his money now is coming from outside Wisconsin.
Given the national importance now that this has assumed, was this sort of outside spending inevitable?
This is not what we're used to in Wisconsin, but we have become a pawn on a national chessboard. This has become something of a national referendum, and that's not usually what state elections in Wisconsin are. This is a pretty small state. We're not used to getting a lot of national attention, but we certainly are in the eye of the storm now. And so there are just an awful lot of people who I think see Wisconsin as a domino, and they want to make sure the domino falls in a direction that favors them, and that's on both sides. They're looking to push the domino in a way that favors them, because they have a feeling that the Wisconsin domino might knock over a whole lot of other dominoes.
And lastly, this tsunami of spending is going to lead to an inevitable tidal wave of television ads.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are already sick of the TV ads, and it hasn't even really ginned up yet. The saturation advertising is yet to come, and really the Democratic groups have held their fire so far. I think they're keeping their powder dry and looking to really unleash in the final weeks before the election. And so we're going to see just wall-to-wall ads when we get close to the primary election, and then close to June 5th in the general election.
Mike McCabe with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, thanks very much.